Hey, audio beam, it's me, Marie, aka Blind Equestrian. I hope you are all well. It's Thursday, the 22nd of January, which is mind-boggling. It is almost a month since Christmas, which is quite frightening. It's kind of cool at the minute. It's the new moon, so it's a bit of a time for reflection for me. New moon is a symbol of rebirth, if you believe in that kind of stuff, which I do. And I was kind of thinking back to the post I did on about you know, reflecting on me as a person and who I am, and kind of was quite brutal, which is good because I think honesty is a really good thing, and if you can be honest about who you are. I never profess to be perfect or near to perfect because I'm far from it. But I do like to feel that I'm understanding me a lot better nowadays. I've been on a very spiritual journey in the last year or so, and I definitely feel my path of spirituality has helped me find me, which sounds really strange, but I did conform to a lot of social standards and really kind of didn't really know how to be me very, very well. But with the teachings of some of my spiritual teachers and my open-mindedness and also friends, I really discovered that actually being me is kind of a cool thing to be. And I am me a lot more of the time than I ever was before. I definitely feel that cutting out negativity in my life has done me the world of good. There are a few people in the last couple of years that I don't talk to anymore, or you know, they don't talk to me, whatever, and I don't actually mind which way around it was. And my thing is, if you have to kind of, like, really, I don't know, like, I'm not saying you don't work at friendships, because you do, but if you have to kind of constantly work at a friendship, then it's no fun anymore, and what's the point? There's been instances recently that I have, a couple of years ago, would have been really upset by and really kind of like wound up about, whereas now I'm like going, okay, cool, clearly that's meant to happen for a reason, and that's fine. I don't know what that reason is, but you know, hey ho, we'll see what goes on kind of thing. I'm not a bitter person, that, and I used to hold a grudge like nobody's business. Not to say if some people came to kind of like message me tomorrow and I'd be all like, oh yeah, let's be besties, like, that's not what I'm saying, but I would never be, I used to kind of not think horrible things but not think good things, if that makes any sense. So whereas now, like, things that have happened with different people, whereas now I'm not kind of going, rah, I'm so angry and bitter and rah, rah, rah. I'm like going, do you know what, I hope they find peace and happiness, and I hope that whatever's going on in their lives is good, and I wish them all the best. And that's something that my spiritual journey has definitely taught me, to be more giving in that respect. Not forgiving in the sense, well, not unforgiving, but not kind of like being a doormat going, yeah, let's be friends again because I'm so desperate to be friends with you. It's not about that anymore. It's about kind of being me, and you know what, not everybody's got to be friends with everybody else. Like, the world does not run like that, and that's cool. Focusing a lot on work and friends that I have, and kind of doing things that make me happy, and I think that's quite important for self-development, and something I'm definitely focused on. at the moment, especially after Bailey passed away 2 weeks ago. I am quite focused on what I can do to raise money for him and to name a puppy in his memory, which is my plan. So, yeah, I'm quite focused on a lot of things. I don't have time for childish mind games, quite frankly. And, yeah, there's certain things that kind of been like, well, why would you do that? Like, you know, what is the point? Like, when people say certain stuff, I'm like, what? Why? Why waste your energy on being that negative about the world? So, that's cool, and everything in life is cool. And, you know, this week has been kind of not amazing.
4 minutes and pause recording.
Because I was ill on Monday, and we've had really bad icy conditions because of the wintry weather, and then it snowed quite heavily yesterday. Some of it's melted, like today, but there's still a lot around, and there's still a lot of ice, so it's quite tricky to get out and about, although I'm back in work tomorrow, so I will have to be out and about, but that's okay. But yeah, just kind of, you know, having that balance. I was supposed to go to friends on Monday for tea, which is really nice, but unfortunately had to cancel because I was ill. I was supposed to have a massage and stuff yesterday, which didn't happen, and go to meditation last night, that didn't happen. So, yeah, there's just been lots of things that have kind of had to been cancelled or postponed because, they've been postponed, they haven't been cancelled, because of other circumstances. But that's cool, because clearly one wasn't meant to do those this week. So, yeah, it's all good, and I'm probably going to head to bed soon because I got to get up in the morning and get stuff done before I head to work. So, yeah, I think I've changed a lot since that reflection post that I did back in the summer, which is cool. And I've also learned to accept that I'm on another new learning curve, which is amazing, and it's quite exciting too. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope everyone's good, and I'll speak to you all soon. Have a great weekend if I don't speak to you before then.